听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 11, Office Automation. 2. Vocabulary. Antivirus. Application System. Arithmetic. Assemble. Auxiliary. Bus. Byte. CD-ROM. CD Read-Only Memory.CDRW, CD rewritable, chip, click, command, compatible, component, configuration, CPU, central processing unit, data, desktop computer, digital,Display card, double click, drive, driver, external, floppy disk, gigabyte, hard disk, hardware, icon, incompatible, infect, input devices, install, instruction, internet,Joystick, key in, keyboard, kilobyte, laptop computer, notebook computer, logic, mainboard, mainframe computer, megabyte, memory, memory storage devices, microcomputer, mini computer, modem,Monitor, motherboard, mouse, name brand, network, operating system, operation, out of date, output devices, perform, process, program, RAM, random access memory, ROM, read-only memory,Semiconductor, software, sound card, supercomputer, temporary, transmit, up to date. 3. Listening practice. 1. Listen to a passage and fill in the blanks.
Office systems refer to equipment used to create, store, process, or communicate information.In a business environment. This information can be manually, electrically, or electronically produced, duplicated, and transmitted. The rapid growth of the service sector of the United States economy, beginning in the mid-1970s, has furnished a new market for sophisticated office automation. With the increasing incorporation of microchips and microcircuitry into office equipment, the line between the computer and other equipment has blurred. Most modern office equipment,including typewriters, dictation equipment, facsimile machines, photocopiers, calculators, and telephone systems as well, contains a microprocessor. At the same time, computers, either standalone or as part of a network, and specialized software programs are taking over tasks such as facsimile transmission or fax, voicemail, and telecommunications that were once performed by separate pieces of equipment.In fact, the computer has virtually taken the place of typewriters, calculators, and manual accounting techniques, and is rapidly taking over graphics design, production scheduling, and engineering design.
2. Listen to a short passage concerning personal computers and decide if the following statements are true or false.
Computers are very useful machines.They are usually divided into four types according to their size: microcomputers, mini computers, mainframe computers, and supercomputers. The computers we often use are microcomputers, also called personal computers, which fall into two types: desktop and notebook. With the development of information technology, computers can be made small and light enough to carry conveniently from one location to another. This portable personal computer is a notebook.Also called a laptop. Personal computers are generally designed for use in homes, schools, or offices. A personal computer consists of four elements: a central processing unit, CPU, input devices, memory storage devices, and output devices linked by buses. The central processing unit is the heart of a computer. It performs arithmetic and logic operations on data and controls the rest of the system. Input devices let users key in commands, data, or programs for processing by the CPU. The keyboard and the mouse are the most common input devices. Memory storage devices store data both internally and externally. As a computer processes data and instructions, it temporarily stores information internally in the main memory, called RAM. When a computer stores data and instructions externally, three auxiliary storage devices are used: floppy disks, hard disks, and magnetic tape. Output devices let the user see the results of the computer's data processing. The most common output device is the video display terminal, VDT, also called the monitor.
Listen to the passage again and fill in the blanks.
4. Sample dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Good morning, everyone. Shall we get started? As you know, we're going to move into a new office very soon. So this morning we'll hold a short meeting to discuss what office equipment and furniture you think is most needed in our new office. Janet, would you please take the minutes of the meeting?
Okay.
Alice, may I have your comments, please?
I think what we badly need is a fax machine, a photocopier, and three desktop computers.
Tom, what do you think?
Well, I quite agree with Alice. In addition, I think we also need printers. I suggest we buy two printers, a laser printer and an inkjet printer. An overhead projector is necessary too.
Anything you'd like to add, Sally?
Oh, we need to buy such office furniture as desks, armchairs, filing cabinets, and sofas.
That's right. Besides, we'll need some stationery, such as highlighter pens, felt-tip pens, correcting fluid, floppy disks, A4 paper, and drawing pens.
What's your opinion, Bob?
Don't you think we need an air conditioner as well? I think so. What's more, we need an electric water heater.
Anything else?
Is it necessary to have a digital camera?
Maybe, but that's not what we badly need, I think. I agree with Tom. Right now, what we really need is a TV set.
Dialogue 2.
What's a computer?
A computer is a machine that thinks. To be more exact, it's an electronic machine that processes data under the control of a set of instructions called a program.
What are the main elements of a computer?
A computer is divided into four parts: the CPU, input devices, memory storage devices, and output devices.
What's the CPU used for?
The CPU is short for the central processing unit. It's considered the heart of a computer. It's used to control the system and performs all arithmetic and logic operations on the data.
What can a computer do?
A computer has a lot of uses. It can be used to pay wages, reserve tickets on trains or planes, control machines in factories, work out tomorrow's weather, and so on. In a word, it can do many things we can do, but faster and better. That's the reason why computers are being used more and more extensively.
Since the computer is playing such an important role in our work and life, I think I should learn how to use it.
Dialogue 3.
I haven't worked on a computer before. Could you show me how to use it?
Sure. Let me give you a demonstration. First, you plug the computer in. Next, press the power button, and the computer will go into the Windows XP system automatically in a few seconds.
What's the Windows XP system?
Well, it's a very popular operating system developed by Microsoft Corporation. Most PCs in the world use this system. I'll tell you in greater detail later.
Then what shall I do?
You'll see some icons on the screen of the monitor.
Oh, right. What do they stand for?
They stand for different software. This stands for Microsoft Word. If you want to do some editing, you can choose this system. Just double-click it like this, and you'll go into it. Then you can edit.
By the way, can I edit in Chinese?
Sure. You can edit both in Chinese and English. If you press these two keys, Control and Spacebar, at the same time, you can switch the status from English to Chinese or vice versa.
If I want to save the document, what shall I do?
That's easy. If you look at the menu, you'll see some icons. This one represents Save. Just click it with your mouse, like this, and give it a name under My Document. Next, click OK. Then you save the document under My Document.
It seems quite simple.
Yes, you're right. But you need constant practice. You see, practice makes perfect.
I know. Thank you.
Dialogue 4.
Nowadays, the expression, have you been online, seems to be on everybody's lips. I wonder why so many people are crazy about the internet.
You mean you've never surfed the internet before?
That's right.
What a shame. Though the internet has a short history, it has been developing so fast. In some developed countries, it has been popularized in primary schools. It's been said that the 21st century will be the century of the internet.
It seems we all have to learn how to use the internet. Tell me, what can we do on the internet?
Well, we can do a lot of things, such as sending email, obtaining up-to-date information in almost every field in a flash, chatting, making web phone calls, and doing online shopping. In a word, with the internet, the world becomes smaller.
It sounds interesting and helpful. What if I want to have my computer connected to the internet?
You need to have a modem, a telephone line.
How much does a modem cost?
Around 500 yuan.
I'll buy a modem. Could you help me install it?
No problem.
Dialogue 5.
Service Centre of Legend, may I help you?
The computer I bought from you does not work properly.
I'm sorry to hear that. What's the problem?
I don't know for sure. When I turn on the computer, nothing comes up on the screen.
How long have you had this trouble?
Since yesterday. Can you tell me what's wrong with my computer?
Well, I can't tell at the moment. We'll send a technician to check on the problem.
I'd like to know if you'll charge me for the service.
When did you buy the machine, sir?
Last December.
The guarantee is valid for 1 year. Your computer is still under warranty, so you don't have to pay at all.
When can your technician come?
This afternoon.
I'll be waiting for him at home. Thank you.
6. Follow-up practice. 1. Listen to a passage concerning emails and fill in the blanks. Email has become a key part of the communications networks of most modern offices. Data and messages can be transmitted from one computer to another using telephone lines, microwave links, communications satellites, or other telecommunications equipment. The same message can be sent to a number of different addresses. Email is sent through a company's own local area network or beyond, through a nationwide or worldwide communications network. Email services use a central computer to store messages and data and to route them to their intended destination. With a subscription to a public email network, an individual PC user needs only a modem and a telephone to send and receive written or vocal messages. Because of the huge amount of email that can be generated, systems have been developed to screen mail for individual users. A specialized type of email system, voicemail, is a relatively simple computer-linked technology for recording, storing, retrieving, and forwarding phone messages. It's called voicemail or voice messaging because the messages are spoken and left in a voice mailbox. The telephone doubles as a computer terminal, but instead of presenting the information on a computer screen, the system reads it over the phone line, using pre-recorded voice vocabulary. The systems are based on special-purpose computer chips and software that convert human speech into bits of digital code. These digitized voices are stored on magnetic disks from which they can be instantaneously retrieved. Callers are offered a menu of choices, and the messages they select are played. They can leave messages in voice mailboxes, or they can access huge computer databases. 2. Jack is talking with Rose about his new computer. Listen to their conversation and complete the chart below.
Hello, Jack. Are you free on Sunday?
Yes, why?
Shall we go shopping together?
I'm afraid I can't make it. I'm quite broke now. The other day I used up all my savings to buy a computer.
Are you pulling my leg? You have one already.
Well, you know, I bought my computer 5 years ago, and it really is out of date. It's not only slow, but also incompatible with some newly developed software, so I made up my mind to replace it.
What brand of computer did you buy? IBM, Acer, Dell, Hewlett-Packard, or Legend?
I didn't buy a name brand. I picked the components myself and had it assembled on the spot.
What's its configuration?
The main board is Intel P4PB400.
What about the CPU?
Pentium 4 2.2.
What are the other components?
Well, the display card is GeForce 4 MX400. The sound card is Creative SB Live Digital. The DVD ROM is Acer 16X. And the monitor is Philips 107G.
How big is the hard disk?
IBM 60G.
What's the memory?
KingMax 256M.
Did you buy a modem?
Yes. Genesis 56.
How much did the computer cost?
About 8,500 RMB.
Well, quite expensive, but I think it's worth it. Most of the components are advanced. If they're compatible with each other, it should work wonderfully.
You're right. It works much faster than the old one. Why not come and have a look at it on Sunday instead of going shopping?
Good idea. I have a very good computer game. I'll try it on your computer.